views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome back. For those of you listening to the past hour, that I know many of you had your tissues out drying your eyes from. Nikki Scully, of course, the book is Planetary Healing, and she wanted me to give a shout-out to all of you that were tuning in to thank you all so very, very much for all your support. I also wanted to let you guys know that if you go to her website, she has a way for you to purchase the book. Go ahead and, go ahead and do that. Go to shamanicjourneys.com. For those of you out there, you can check it all out. It's got a really cool store on there with a lot of things. As a matter of fact, she also has Danielle Rona Hoffman's book up there, and hopefully she'll get Freedom and Child's book as well. So for those of you out there, that is what we're going to be talking about today. Dr. Freedom and Child, this is one of my favorite topics, one of my faves. Become unstuck, tapping into the power and wisdom of your subconscious mind. Not only has Dr. Friedman Schaub's amazing book, best-selling book, award-winning book, is taking this self-help and inspirational world by storm, but he is putting together a mega event that is all geared to helping folks change. Dr. Friedman Schaub, as many of you know, is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, but his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, is absolutely amazing. He's known for his personal breakthrough and empowerment program, and now you're going to get to hear about what he's doing to help all of us get unstuck. Today, I love that he is coming to us today to really help all of us look at the world that we live in and know that there are things we can do about it. So happy New Year to everyone. Get ready to get unstuck. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining us here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and happy New Year. And I was, of course, curious to hear why you like this topic so much. Being stuck or getting unstuck.
Because I know what it's like because I've been stuck. You know, I've been stuck a lot early on in my life. And so that's why I love the topic, because I know what it feels like to be stuck. You know, think of Dr. Freed. You know, I mean, here we have the most incredible listeners on the planet, right? They have incredible visions. They want to do better in the world. They want to help the world change. They want to write their books. You know, they want to get that new job. They want to build a loving relationship and a family. And what happens? We get stuck. And
right.
How painful is that to know that there is more in the world that you want to be, that you want to do, and not have the tools to do it?
Well, and I think that's, the pain side of being stuck. And you and I, both having been stuck, we know how painful it can be. And, it's not only when you are stuck, it's actually often that you are not necessarily realizing that you are stuck. What you realize is that, you are feeling drained. Maybe you feel listless. Maybe you feel like you have no options. Maybe you feel like you don't have any power to change it. But by the time when you actually call it, you know what, I am stuck, believe it or not, you already made one step forward on your journey, because then you realize, you know, like stuck in the mud, well, maybe I need a push from behind to get unstuck. Maybe I'm stuck, something is hanging around my ankle and keeps me trapped. Well, maybe I need some tools to cut that off, whatever is around my ankle, and keep on moving. So when you are acknowledging to yourself, you know what, I'm stuck, by saying that to yourself, you're actually saying already, I want to get unstuck, because being stuck is not an acceptable state. And so for anybody who is listening right now, I think it's good for you to get into what it means to be stuck and just scanning across your life. You know, do you just accept things? Do you tolerate things? Do you just feel like, well, that's what I got to do? Does that all feel to you draining? Does it feel that you may, you know, have self-sabotaging behavior that doesn't allow you to make choices? Do you feel in some ways hopeless? Believe that nothing in that specific area is changing? If you say yes to any of those things, you know that you're stuck, and we know that there are tools and there are ways for you to get unstuck. And that's what we want to talk about, and that's what this amazing video seminar that's going to start February 6th is all about.
So, you know, so let's just talk a little bit, because, you know, you're coming off my little conversation, my conversation with Nikki Scully, right? You know, where we're talking about planetary change. It's kind of an interesting energy, at least I can find for myself. You know, Dr. Freeman, I've been, how should I say, there have been some years in my life where I knew that I was stuck, and it was like, oh, you know, I'm stuck. There have been other times where I've been stuck, and it has become intolerable. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference in sort of the energy and the feeling of things this year, where I don't think I'm alone. I think that there are millions of people really being pulled forward, and being stuck is not an option anymore. It's just not an option. I think part of our dilemma is that we don't know how to get unstuck, and that's what your work is about.
Well, because even though, you know, I just said you're making a step forward by realizing you're stuck, and by realizing you're stuck, you know, there is an inner desire to do something, to get unstuck, we are often just, you know, shaking our heads and wondering, so now what? What do I do? It's not an intellectual problem. It's not a problem that comes with sheer willpower and force, because most of us have tried that. You know, you can be stuck. Let's say another stuckness could be the you know, inability to get in shape or to get your body healthy, and you have these behaviors that you know are not serving you, so you know better. You do have maybe the willpower to say, yes, I'm going to go to the gym. Yes, I make a difference by eating healthier. Yes, I'm going to apply myself. And after a few days, just like those New Year's resolutions, somehow you're just back where you started. So the problem is actually not that what is on the conscious level. The problem is that what's on the deeper level, that what actually kept you or got you into this stuckness in the first place. And that needs to be addressed, and that needs to be worked with. You know, there is a good reason why you are stuck. There is a lesson to learn from this stuckness. This is just not something to run away from and say, oh, this is bad, let's avoid it. No, you are stuck, and you are stuck for a reason. Let's find out why, and let's then use that, what you gain as insights, to get the momentum and move forward. And that's where the working with a deeper part of your mind is so important.
You know, I think if you would have, if you and I would have talked a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. I would have probably come back with some, pushback on this. And I would have said to you, you know, Dr. Friedemann, who cares why? But I will tell you, a couple of things happened this year. One of them was reading your book. But probably listening to you and being on air with you. Here's the thing. I use this and a lot of what you said in the Fear and Anxiety Solution to help me uncover what some of the things were the roadblocks, the whys, let's call them the whys, why I was getting stuck in a lot of major areas. And once I found that out, you know, I somehow got to that, I was really surprised. For example, I'm talking about my book, and the so why was I so stuck about the book? I never really faced that, honestly. So I want to talk with you. How do you help people face the whys honestly and authentically? Because we could come up with a lot of bogus reasons why we're stuck.
Well, I think the best indicator is first to feel your emotions around the topic. You know, when I was stuck, one of those many times I was stuck was when my career in cardiology was blooming. Everything was going really well. I had a mentor who supported me. I was on the track to become a cardiology professor in a big university hospital in Germany. Everything on the outside seemed good, but on the inside, I felt completely stuck, which made me at times wake up at night and have these thoughts, and of course, then also the emotions with the thoughts, which were, how can I do this for another 30 years? And that thought and that emotion made me realize that I'm scared of having to do something that I actually don't feel my heart is really in it, you know, and if you are doing cardiology and your heart is not in it, that's not a good thing. So I obviously was on the wrong track. I didn't really know at that time what to do with this information right away, but I knew that this is not the path I have to move forward on. So, you know, it was interesting for me then to have this realization that I need to do a very big decision, which is to change my careers. And, you know, after being a long time in medical school and long time in the clinic, you know, you think, well, you're set. You cannot just throw this all away. But my feelings of stuckness and my inner dialogue and these emotions of that is not what I'm supposed to do, they helped me then to look for something else. And they helped me to realize, okay, this is where I need to go next, which was then my research and later on what I'm doing now. So this why was basically also for me then later on to understand why I got into the stuckness. And why I got into the stuckness was that I have chosen the career because that was what's expected from me. I was not choosing to be a doctor out of, you know, excitement because I thought, oh, it's wonderful to be a doctor. I chose to be a doctor because every person in my family was a doctor, and so it was a given that I'm going to be a doctor too. But what I really wanted to become was an actor. What I really wanted to become was something completely different. But, you know, over the times in medical school, you forget those things, and you're just going to keep on going the path with all the others, and eventually you find yourself in that career. So that remembering of why I actually got into this in the first place and realizing that's not really right for me was a huge awakening, and it opened up a lot for me to look for other ways of actually fulfilling my purpose.
Well, this is really kind of cool because I really think it's so important for all of us to get a little help in this area. When we come back, Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. When we come back, you know, we're going to talk about it, not only why is it so hard to get out of being stuck, which we touched upon here, you know, but why is it so important? You know, what happens in this energy? What happens to our body? What happens to our hearts? What happens to our mind when we're stuck? What do we actually do? Are we just chasing our tails? And what can we do to get unstuck? We'll talk about the 6-week teleseminar and much more.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie K. and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com. The following audio is via a Skype call.
Everybody, welcome back. Dr. Friedemann Chow is in the house. What a great conversation. We're really committed to help everybody out there get unstuck and do some really great things in the world. But I want to make sure that all of you out there have the website for Dr. Friedemann Chow and his book and the upcoming teleseminar, which we'll talk about in a minute. Go to the fearandanxietysolution.com, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Check it out. If you've not gotten a copy of his book, NCD, please go ahead and do that. It's on Amazon, available for everybody out there. You know, Dr. Friedemann, we're going to talk about getting unstuck, but we're also going to talk about, you know, what you've developed in order to help folks. So let's just take a moment, if you don't mind, and talk about the upcoming teleseminar.
Well, the upcoming teleseminar is together with Sounds True. It's actually an interactive video seminar, so you can actually watch me, which is nice, and you can ask questions during the teleseminar or the video seminar, and it's definitely an experiential journey to getting unstuck. It goes through 6 weeks, starting February 6th. And it's at 8 o'clock in the evening East Coast time, so 5 o'clock in the evening West Coast time. But there will be also a recording available, and so every week we're going to meet for an hour and a half, and work together with all the parts of our minds, so the conscious, the subconscious, the deeper parts of our mind, to get unstuck, to first understand why and how we became stuck, address those deeper root causes of the stuckness, and then really work on a very clear trajectory to move this energy that was bundled up in the stuckness. You know, you're basically creating a lot of energy when you're stuck. Being stuck is draining, as you know. It costs you actually energy to be stuck. So when you are freeing this energy, you don't want to just have it, you know, flying around. You don't really know what to do now with being unstuck. You want to create a focus on what is next. Where can I put this energy that is now available to me in order to create the life that I want, to do the projects that are in my heart, to live with greater purpose, all those kind of things we're going to work on. And the fun thing about it is that when you do this whole seminar, you really will, because it's also filled with tools and homework, exercise, and assignment, really feel that you get more and more and more into this momentum of feeling empowered, so that you also in the future will recognize, oh, here are these little traps that make me potentially stuck, and this is what I can do to simply avoid them, overcome them, to deal with them in better ways. So it's a full program, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And the best thing, it's only $99, which is an unbelievable price, and I think everybody can afford this. It's a very limited and very small investment. The only investment for you probably is to really have the time and the energy and the focus and basically that choice to say yes to yourself.
And, you know, for those of you out there, you know that there are areas of your life, and this is really, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the certain areas of our lives, because sometimes I think that we don't really come out, Dr. Friedman, and say, oh, I'm stuck. But here's what we do say. You ready? You know, I just really would like to have a juicy relationship. Or we say something like, okay, I think, you know, my job is just not working out for me. There's got to be something better. I might need to change a career. You know, or we might say, oh my gosh, I don't have the money. I just don't understand why.
Right.
I need to get the money. So these are all areas. These are things we tell ourselves, you know, probably before we get to the place where I got to at a different bunch of points in my life where I actually knew I was stuck. I mean, you know, crust busting and the whole idea of that came from a point in time in my life where I was so stuck I couldn't get off the couch.
Yeah. Well, and I think these, you know, these statements are indicators, obviously, that there is a desire for change, but you know, obviously, you don't necessarily know how to get there, and that's, you know, all these topics that you said, they seem to be so different, but just like with the branches of a tree, when you really follow it down to the roots, they usually are all connected to some of the same patterns. You know, it can be a pattern of emotions where you're just scared of failure or scared of change, or, you know, you feel disappointed from the past, maybe past relationships or past tries where you thought, hey, I may, you know, get a new job and then it didn't work out, or I'm going to try to get more money and somehow, you know, there was this unexpected expenses and then, you know, felt like, oh, life kicked me in the behind again. So all this emotional baggage can, of course, keep you stuck, because before you even try, those emotions feel like that heavy weight that just pull you right back. And those emotions need to be addressed. And that's one of those things we're going to do in this video seminar, that you actually learn how to understand how to release and learn from your emotional baggage, which is really not something that's so complicated to do, but it's obviously not something that we can just think ourselves out of. We have to really understand what the subconscious does to keep those emotions trapped inside of us. And once you feel free from the past, you have a clean slate. You really feel like, okay, now I can just start again. I don't feel this heaviness around the topic, and I'm free to make different choices. So that's one of those root areas that we're going to address.
You know, I want to take a moment, and, you know, before we go to break, I just want to say a couple things. I want to just say for any of you out there that would like to connect with Dr. Friedemann right now live during the show, if you are stuck in an area of your life and you want to get some help live on air, or, you know, you want to just have a conversation with him about where you are, let's just make sure we give you an opportunity to do that. You know, many of you call into the show looking for guidance and direction in all of the areas of your lives. And I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to connect with Dr. Friedemann directly. The other thing that you might want to do is you can go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com and go ahead on the right-hand side and ask your question. But to call into the show, here you go, 1-800-930-2819. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. Let's see if we can get you some help for sure. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Shove is in the house getting unstuck. Yeah, now. Stay tuned.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the essence of gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Dr. Friedemann Chow, go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. On the right-hand side, you're going to see a picture where it says Become Unstuck and tapping into the power and wisdom of your subconscious mind. So go ahead and do that. You know, Dr. Friedemann is getting rave reviews for his work, for his book, and you're going to want to check out this absolutely interactive video course. It begins February 6th. $99, as we mentioned, and actually that is pretty unheard of for a course of this nature. And so you'll be able to sign up for that. Begins February 6th, live video sessions, interactive for all of you. Really addressing is 6 weeks to reclaim your power to change your life. So there's no reason to be frustrated, discouraged, feeling trapped, you know, being in self-sabotaging habits and circumstances, because there is a now, thanks to his work, a really cool way out. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us here today. You know, let's talk tools. Let's give people some help in how to kickstart this this process to get unstuck.
You know, obviously we just talked about energy and how, you know, stuckness appears as if there is no energy, but it's actually a lot of energy, because it is our nature to grow, it's our nature to move. So if we are actually stuck, it's not that we are motionless, it's not that we are actually not expending actually energy. We are expending a lot of energy. And so how can we turn this energy into actually movement? You know, the analogy would be being like a car, and you are in the snow or in the mud, and you're spinning your tires. And when you spin your tires, obviously the engine heats up, and you're using a lot of energy, but you're only digging yourself deeper and deeper and deeper into the mud until you're even more stuck. So what can you do to turn this around? And to turn this around, there is a magic word that we all know, which is motivation. Now, motivation is something that has two sides to it, and I just love that motivation is a propelling force, and it is also a force that can pull you. And if you use the propeller and the pulling part of the motivation, you definitely feel already that this energy of spinning is shifting and you're moving forward. How do you do it? The first step is simply to write down on the left side of your piece of paper that you divide in two halves. On the left side, you simply write down what the situation that you feel stuck in, what that feels like in terms of the pain, what it does to you, how much you feel like it cost you to be stuck. Write down all the negative stuff. Really get into it and feel, you know, sometimes we are stuck and we are avoiding to look at that, what actually it does to us. And in this case, you want to really build up negative energy, because you want to get this away from momentum, you know, where you really realize and with dead honesty realize it's time for me to change. This is taking away my joy. This is destroying my marriage. This is making my health, you know, just worse and worse. Just become aware of all the reasons why you need to change. That's on the left side. And it feels not very good, but believe me, negative emotions, so-called negative emotions, are actually really, really good motivators, and they can really get us moving forward. Now, after you spend a little time there, go to the right side of your page and write down all the things that are exactly the opposite of that what you just wrote down. You know, just basically you are creating the opposite reality. This way you actually have already an idea of, you know, it's very simple. It's step by step. This way you already have an idea of what you actually could want and what you may want. And then I want you just free from, you know, the left side. You can cover it up if you want to. I want you to imagine if you would be that person, how would your daily life look like if you would have a friend who already has that? How would that person look like? How would he feel? Or how would she, you know, express herself or experience life? You can play it with either yourself, and if that's too hard and that feels too far away, think about somebody else and just watch and sense and see what happens when someone has been unstuck and reaching those goals that you have been just jotting down on the right side. What you're going to notice is actually that there are two energies inside of you that are moving you forward. The goal here is for you to get motivated because this being stuck is no longer acceptable, and to have a direction where you want to go, because it's exciting to imagine that you can have what you want. And I just want to tell you from my own experience, I'm not a genius, but I know that when we put our mind into it, and I have this from my own experience, every time I had a real clear goal and people told me it's impossible, you can't reach that, that you can't have that, somehow that motivated me even more to just know it's possible, and it was possible. Every time something that I really had this away from and towards motivation applied, then also happened. I was able to create it. Somehow it, occurred. It's very, very powerful. And so don't get distracted by what it is right now, but really look also into this, what you want and what can be and what will be.
I wanted to talk with you for a minute because what you said is so really important for us to understand this year. You know, this is, for so many people listening to the show, is I don't think there's a person out there that I know, or at least that is listening to the Dr. Pat Show, that feels it's okay to be stuck. And there's a certain amount of pain associated with that. And I think that's what you talked about earlier when you said, you know, let's use those feelings of stuckness, the pain from it, to catapult us to taking action on our own behalf. You know, we're really good, right, Dr. Friedman, about taking action on someone else's behalf, right? But this is really a call to action for us to do something for ourselves. What can you say to folks listening to the show to help them feel okay with actually helping ourselves? Because that's an obstacle in itself.
Yeah, and that brings up certainly one of those other roots that can keep us stuck with it, which are the deservedness, this feeling of, I don't really... I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy enough to really have what I want. I'm certainly giving to others everything they want, but I'm not really allowing myself to do the same for me. And that's a very common problem that can keep us stuck. It's this, sometimes it's almost like you sacrifice large parts of your life. You are the martyr who is giving, and you're not really looking after yourself. And that usually only ends up in disappointment and resentment. It doesn't really end up in a gold medal, and it doesn't end up in a halo around your head. It only ends up in you feeling you have been missing out. And isn't it true that when you are having, you know, a friend or a family member that is happy around you, when you have a person that is fulfilled, you know, around you, don't you also feel happier and more fulfilled? So if you are actually really getting unstuck and you are living that life that you want, or really succeeding in the aspect that you have held yourself back, don't you think you're going to motivate others much more to do the same, and this way improve their lives as the role model that shows them it can be done? If I can do it, you can do it too. So you actually are teaching people way more by living a good life, and you're helping them much more than by living a life of stuckness.
You know, Friedman, one of the things that I think that happens with us sometimes is we feel extraordinary loss, And I want to talk about this emotion when we come back from break, especially around fear and anxiety. You know, we feel a sense of loss, and I want to talk about loss for a minute. You know, it is this idea of losing our job, losing a loved one. You know, this idea of losing the life that you thought that you were going to have and perhaps not have it. And the feeling of emptiness around this and what those emotions mean and how buried they are in the subconscious mind. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very special guest today, you know, we're going to take a look at, you know, where do these emotions come from? And then what is it about breaking through them that gives us such a sense of freedom? How can we learn the tools to do this on a regular basis? And what do you do when those emotions pop up? What happens when you're sitting there and all of a sudden you feel flushed over, overwhelmed with an emotion of loss? And what is it that requires us to take action on our own behalf? Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Thefearandanxietysolution.com. On the right-hand side, you're going to see a way for you to click on Getting Unstuck and checking out the interactive video teleclass that he's doing. Let's take a short break. When we come back, it's all about emoting. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Isn't it time you experienced a new and divine way of being? Do you know your destiny? Are you fulfilling your greatest potential? Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation proudly present a guide called Kartron, channeled by Patrick McCormick, a 26-year veteran of working with the higher realms. Kartron is an interdimensional being assisting humanity to embrace its true divine potential. Kartron examines your agreements on a soul, planetary, and other soul levels to assist you to shift and clear those pathways and re-spark your spiritual evolution and awaken your destiny. Patrick will be conducting sessions at the Ascension Foundation January 23rd to 29th. For in-person, phone, private, or group sessions from January 23rd to 29th, call the Ascension Foundation at 855-692-4235. That's 855-692-4235.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said before, for more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Dr. Friedman, go ahead and go to his website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Check out the upcoming information and events and so forth. Dr. Friedman, thank you for joining me here today. I wanted to talk about emotions here. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we talk about being stuck from the physical and the obvious things in our life, right? You know,
right.
I'm stuck in a relationship. I'm stuck in a job. You know, I'm stuck in my family drama. But we don't really talk about what we have to do to move through the wave of emotions, whether it be grief, whether it be sadness, whether, you know, all of that. What role do emotions play, and where do they get locked in the subconscious?
Well, the emotions are what keeps you stuck. You know, if you are in a job that you don't like, it's the emotion of maybe having the fear of not having a job at all, or the unworthiness and insecurity of going out for another job, or the emotion of I'm too old and feeling deflated because of this, that keep you stuck. There is no outer circumstances, you know, unless you're locked in a cell, that really can keep you stuck. It's just the emotions that we are creating in response to the outer circumstances that make us stuck and give us the illusion of either have no options, or, you know, just not having the abilities, or not having the worthiness to get unstuck. So they're very, very important, the emotions. And the emotions are important also because they are fueling the beliefs that keep us stuck. You know, the beliefs of not being good enough, the beliefs of being all alone, the beliefs of not being lovable, all those kind of beliefs only have any kind of form of importance in our life if we have associated feelings with them. If you believe something but you don't feel anything about it, then you don't believe it. Then it's just something that, you know, you're saying to yourself. It's a phrase. But the emotional connection is really what keeps a belief alive. So that's why emotions need to be addressed, and they get addressed not, as I say so many times, not intellectually. They get addressed by working with where they come from and where they're stored, which is a subconscious mind. But what you can do, besides really working with this teleseminar or this video seminar or having sessions with me or going through the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, what you can do already is just to have a greater awareness of the emotions. You know, when you do realize that there is an emotion, for example, let's say your family has betrayed you and you feel stuck in those dynamics, and you just ask yourself, what do I actually feel? What are those feelings? And you may feel that there is a disappointment, or maybe there is shame, or maybe there is a anxiety. That gives you valuable information of then why you have those emotions. You know, maybe it points towards a certain belief that you have, or maybe it points towards you being conflicted within yourself. You know, many times we have the conflict that keeps us stuck, the conflict between a part of us that wants to go forward and wants to move into a more fulfilling life, and then the other side that says, hey, you know, you can't have it, or this is too scary, or you're going to lose something of importance. So those conflicts can be also uncovered from your emotional awareness. So there's a lot of things that you can already do to be aware of, and then, you know, learn the tools on how to communicate with the source of your emotions or the source of those conflicts, and how to change your beliefs. And when you do this, it's an inner work. Getting unstuck is about changing yourself on a very fundamental plane, where you no longer look at yourself in the old ways of, you know, I'm stuck or whatever got you into stuckness, and learn to look at yourself in new ways. And when you do this, you will also be able to change the external stuckness that you found yourself in. And that's the exciting thing, because then everything is like a domino effect. You feel more free to make choices, and you feel more empowered to create the life you want. And all of a sudden, you are free to see and, I believe, also attract opportunities in your life that are bringing you then or helping you to change also on an external level.
You know, one of the things that you said just now that I think is so important to, you know, to just talk with folks about is this idea of not giving up and taking action on our own behalf. You know, we do get to a place, and by the very definition of stuckness, correct? You know, we do get to a place where we feel helpless and then hopeless. And, yeah. You know, we get caught in the cycles of things. So, for example, I think I've talked to you about this before, where my sister was an amazing woman, but guilt and shame really drove her to just eating. When she passed away, she was well at 450 pounds on the floor of a hospital because they couldn't turn her over to give her oxygen. And, you know, I think about that, and I think about how much pain she must have been in and how stuck she was. And I think to myself, you know, sometimes there's nothing anyone else can say to you. What do you think is the tipping point? What is it going to take for people that are listening to this show to say, you know what, I'm really done with this and I need some help?
Well, you know, I think one of those eye-opening exercises for me was the exercise of thinking about what will my life look like 5 years from now if I don't change.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing. You know, it's one of those actually worthwhile venturing off into the future, because when I talked about, you know, being stuck in my work in Germany, how I had this, you know, realization, oh my God, how can I do this for another 30 years? Just look down 5 years the road and ask yourself, is that really something where you would say these were good 5 years or these were wasted 5 years? And what helped me also very much to realize that stuckness is not an option is to basically face that what we all avoid, which is that life is not permanent, that we actually have only a fairly short amount of time to live. And realizing that, you know, we are not here to waste that precious time, but really just make the best out of it, even if it may cost us sometimes that getting out of the comfort zone or taking a risk or jumping into the unknown. But when you do that, you know that you haven't at least, you know, wasted it by not daring or by just closing your eyes towards your own stuckness or missing out on opportunities simply because you didn't really believe that you could have it or that you deserve it. But once again, you know, when you make those jumps and you feel internally empowered, you're going to land on your feet. If you make the jump blindly and to still believe you're not good enough, still expecting you're going to just be stuck again or fail, of course you're going to fall on your butt. So do the inner work first and get ready and make that your launching pad.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.